بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد There is a request of a few words. So generally they tell us make it short and make it sweet. The short we can do, the sweet will be in the halwa inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه He says that there is this khutbah hajat. Khutbah hajat is what is recited before the nikah. That was taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would teach us ayat of the Quran Sharif. In other words, this was one effort of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now generally in the nikah bayan, it's all about nikah. Today I thought just one ayat from the verses that are recited in this khutbah and its relevance to the occasion. By the way, Imam Shafi rahmatullah ali used to say that this is not only supposed to be recited at the time of the khutbah, but if somebody has like a major deal that is going through between the two parties, the buyer and the seller, then it is masnoon according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah ali also to recite this. Now amongst the ayats that are recited in this khutbah is one ayah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. What is this message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving? What is this message that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had found so appropriate to have it enshrined in the khutbah of this nikah? So when we look at this ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, we all know the meaning. O those who believe, those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. This is one of those ayats of the Quran that Allah ta'ala doesn't just command us to taqwa, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us the extent of the taqwa. And what is the extent of the taqwa? Haqqa tuqatih. Fulfill the right of taqwa. Fear Allah in a way that we fulfill the rights of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One aspect of taqwa, some of us feel that taqwa is something only for the pious, only for the mali sahab, only for the mufti sahab. When you get old, your beard becomes white. But what is taqwa? Two persons from the past, one was Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahumullah, and one was the great Tabi'i Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah, have narrated the definition similar to each other with regards to taqwa. They said taqwa is not kathratu siyam. It is not that a person fasts, that is good, that is a great ibadat of Allah. We're talking about nafal fast. Every Monday, every Thursday, every 13, 14, 15 of the month, every second day. That is not the actual essence of taqwa. Nor is it qiyamul layl. That is, a person stands up in tahajjud part of the night, the whole night. That is not the essence of taqwa. Taqwa is actually to refrain and keep away from everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made haram. It's a simple thing when we talk about it, but sometimes it is difficult. On the one hand, our inherent desires. On the other hand, the temptations around us all the time. But nonetheless, this is in actual fact what taqwa is all about. Now to fulfill it, fulfilling the rights of taqwa, to have taqwa, to fulfill the rights of taqwa, then there is one narration. Very simple, three prescriptions. Number one is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be obeyed and Allah never be disobeyed. So now, why is it brought over here? Why is it brought here? That is the question. The young bridegroom, the young bride, and everyone before marriage knew their rights towards Allah ta'ala. They knew that they must perform the salat, and alhamdulillah, fulfilled it. They knew that they must fast in the month of Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, fulfilled it. They knew they must pay the zakat, they fulfilled it. They knew the rights of their parents, the obligation to their parents. They fulfilled those rights. Now at this moment, there is an additional set of rules and rights and obligations that is now going to come in the responsibility of the bridegroom and the responsibility of the bride, both equally. Our marhum Dr. Hansa Saab, rahimahumullah, Allah grant him the eyes of Jannah, once he gave one bayan, and he said, tomorrow morning when the bride asked the bridegroom that I need the loaf of bread, he can't say the Maulana didn't say that. It's now an additional responsibility. So that is now this additional responsibility that comes into play, and that must also be fulfilled according to the commandments of Allah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be obeyed. Now there's additional obedience that is coming into the responsibility of both the bride and the bridegroom. One important aspect, somebody asked Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you have two kinds of people. One person, he makes an abundance of Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. That is his fard, wajibat, sunnat muakkada, and then lots and lots of nafal. But at the same time, that person is committing a lot of gunas. Whatever those gunas may be, immodesty, whether it be in halal and haram, rozi, whatever it may be. That is one type of person. The other is that person that fulfills the fard, he fulfills the wajibat, the sunnah muakkada, and he doesn't do too much of nafil, but that person keeps away from sin. Who is better in your eyes? Now this was a great sahabi. Many titles were given to him, Ra'isul Mufassir, the leader of all the commentators of the Quran, Hibrul Ummah, the sage of this Ummah, Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge. And his verdict was, the person that makes less nafil ibadat, he fulfills the fard, the wajib, the sunnah muakkada, he makes less nafil ibadat, but he keeps away from sin, he keeps away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is the first aspect of haqqa tuqati. Allah is obeyed and Allah is never disobeyed. The second is that Allah is remembered. Allah is remembered, the dhikr of Allah is made, and Allah is never not remembered. In other words, there is a continuous remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That comes by way of our salat, it comes by way of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, it comes by way of physically making dhikr, saying La ilaha illallah, saying Allah, Allah. And one way of remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is a very easy, simple way, is the masnoon du'as. Before we eat, when we've completed, whilst we're eating, entering the home, leaving the home. Those are all dhikrs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this marriage is coming into being now. And this marriage, we make dua that every marriage and this marriage also, that now it begins with the ibadat of Allah. It begins with the obedience of Allah. It begins with the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the last aspect is that a person makes shukr to Allah and is never ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When we speak about shukr, generally friends, we're speaking about rands and cents. I say it often that in South Africa, 100 cents make a rand. But for us, rands make cents. Cents don't only make rands, but it's only about rands, it's only about money. Shukr, when things are good financially, make shukr for all those people that Allah Ta'ala has put around us. Our beautiful parents, make shukr for that. Today, their nigah, their gaze upon us is a gaze of rahmah. Tomorrow it may not be there. And then there's regret and there's remorse. Our spouses, Allah has placed them in our responsibility, in our care. Make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for that. Our siblings, our children, all of them are great, great ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is this occasion now that all of that comes into play, all of that comes into being. And this is the reminder that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us. The last part of the ayah, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a condition that you are subjugated, you are submissive to Allah Ta'ala, you've surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. The great commentator, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says this is a very unique command of Allah Ta'ala, they don't die in that, but being submissive to Allah. Many of us will think it is not in our control, but there is one important ingredient to this. Whatever we do with ikhlas. Whatever we do with sincerity. Do not look down upon others. Do not think that we are the ones that are doing, others are not doing, because we don't know the condition of our mouth. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hafiz Sikandar Aziz Ilyas Maiman is the bridegroom. The bride is Sumaya Abdul Ghafoor. The representative of the bride is Shaukat Ali Arbi. And the witnesses are Maulana Muhammad Nasif Isa and Umar Farooq Abdul Ghafoor. The mihr has been sorted out between the two families, so we don't go there. So inshallah, Haji Shaukat Sahib, you have permission to make this nikah. Bismillah. Sometimes his fathers make us shy. They are the original wakil. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حافظ سکندر عزیز الیاس حاجی شوکت علی عربی has given his granddaughter سمیہ عبدالغفور in your nikah, the witnesses being مولانا محمد ناصف عیسیٰ and عمر فاروق عبدالغفور. The mihr has been sorted out between the two families. Have you accepted Hafidha Sumaya Abdul Ghafoor in your nikah? Say, I've accepted her. Say, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. Barakallahu lak wa barakallahu alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما O most merciful Allah, you are most gracious, most kind, most compassionate. Ya Allah, you are Mu'ti. Ya Allah, you are the Mun'im. O most merciful Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents and our spouses, our siblings, our children, our family members. Ya Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless this nikah with barakah. Ya Allah, with khair and afiyah. Ya Allah, place in the hearts of both the spouses consideration and love for each other, compassion for each other, kindness for each other. O most merciful Allah, this nikah has taken place in your name, Ya Allah, on the tariqah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let this marriage continue, Ya Allah, on the platform of tawheed, of your ibadah, and the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, by this nikah taking place, a home of another mu'min and mu'minah has come into being, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless this home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant barakah in this home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless the spouses, Ya Allah, the couple, Ya Allah, with the best of offspring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such offspring, Ya Allah, that will become the flag bearers of Islam, Ya Allah, and become the shining stars of your deen, Ya Allah. They become the coolness of the eyes of the parents, Ya Allah, and the grandparents and the families, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, unite the hearts of both the families. Ya Allah, in the ummah, whoever has become eligible for marriage, Ya Allah, grant them the best of spouses. Ya Allah, those who are married in Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, reinforce the bond of love in those marriages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have children, Ya Allah, make them obedient to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are desirous of children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the best of children. Ya Allah, wherever the Ummah is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings from the Ummah of our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless us with your muhabbat. Ya Allah, bless us with the muhabbat of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the muhabbat of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in and the entire deen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma huwa ahluh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.